Good morning. This past week's daf was daf Tes Maseches Shkolim. We're going to start from the piece of Gemara around 8 lines down on the daf Tes. The Gemara starts with Tani Yovish Kezayis Divrei Nosan in the parentheses over here. Now, this upcoming piece of Gemara, we'll see that it's good to be familiar with the Maamar Kamis, the places where the Gemara is drawing from. That will help us get a better feeling of the Gemara. The previous Gemara had talked about the Din Haitzah of Yayin in different forms. Right? The Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos says Hamotzi Yayin Ksein Kedei Mezigas HaKos, Yayin Chai, which is called the syrup. Right, the wine itself is the Shir Haitzah in that is based on a revis, the amount that can make a revis when you mix it with the water. So therefore the shib was a river revis. When you have the yayin mozug that is diluted with the water, the way it's drunk, then the total is a revis. Now the Gemara brings, Nosson says that yovish, let's say you have yayin chai, however it's yovish, it's dried. And being that it's dried, Mefarshim tell us that it's not really from Ziga. And therefore, you can't calculate the amount that could make the revis which we drink. And therefore, really the shir should be revis. And he says, Tony, Yovish Kezai Shivar Nosen. That if you have Yayin Chai, which is Yovish, which is dried, which originally was a liquid and it dried, the amount for itzah is a kezayis. And we'll see in the Gemara that this kezayis really is a revis. The original amount in the liquid form was a revis. So we see that the haitzah of this dried out kezayis is a haitzah of a revis. The Gemara says as follows, Rabbanan the Kisrin, Rabbi Yosef bar Bivi b'shem Shmuel Asa de Rab Nosson. I'm going to go with the Girsa based on the Goyin, the Vilna Goyin, Takum Chaltin, that Rab Nosson Shita is, let's say, we'll go over here in Hagoyis Hagro, you see over here on his Gimel, Asa de Rab Nosson Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda, that this Nosson that we just mentioned, which said that you have Yayin Chai, which is dried, originally it was a liquid and it dried, the shir is a kezayis, that kezayis will have the revis. If it's a kezayis today, it was originally a revis in a liquid form. This is going with the same shita as Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? So the Gemara Shabbos brings it. It's based on a Mishnah Edyus, which we'll see that the sugi later will focus on this as a topic by itself. But there's a Mishnah in Maseches Edyus in the first Mishnah in Perek Hay, talking about certain things which, as far as the Machlekes Beisel Beishamai, which are contrary to where it usually is. Usually, in the Machlekes Beisel Beishamai is the Machmir. So Rabbi Huda says, Shishat Dvar Mekula Beishamai Mechon Beishilo, the six things which the positions of Beisel Beishamai are reversed. Beishamai is Mekel and Beisel is Machmir. The first thing that he says is Dam Nevelis, the dam of a Nevela, an animal which was not shechted properly or at all. It's a nevela. It's all kinds of pasha from Tumas Nevelim. Right? Nevelim is tummy. What about the dam of a Nevelim? Does the dam of the Nevelim have the same din tuma as the bossa of the Nevelim? Beishamay says that it's tor. Beisham mitarin. Beishil mitamin. Beishil is mitamin. Beishil says that the dam also carries Tumas Nevelim in it. Now there's a braisa that the Gemara in Sech HaShabbos brings. That's the Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Hu that we're referring to here. Commenting on this Shita's Beis Hillel that we just mentioned, the Dam Nevela, is Tomei Omar Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Afkish Timo Beis Hillel Timo Ela B'dam Sheyesh B'Reviz. He says that this, that Beis Hillel is Metamei, true that it's Machlokes whether the dam at all carries tumah. However, he says that there's a shear. There's a shear, just like the Basar also has a shear. There's a shear. So this, the Beis Hillel was betameh, was only if it has the shear. What's the shear that he says? He says the shear is that you need a revius. Right, we're talking about the dam in the liquid form. Revius. Hoil v'yochol likrush v'lam al kazayis. Being that if it would harden, if it would dry and it would harden, it will be kizayis. Which Kipshutai seems to be saying that the etzem shear, the shear of dam l'tamei is kizayis, just like we have the shear of the bosor of a nevela is a kizayis. So we're working with the shear of a kizayis. So in the liquid form, how do you have a kizayis? What's the liquid measurement which is comparable to that of a kazayis? That's the shear of a revius. So that's where the revius comes from. The revius comes from, that's actually the kazayis. So the Gemara by us is saying that these two shittas are amud over echad. Rab Nosson and Reis Rabbi Yehuda, they both say that there's a connection between revius and kazayis, that a liquid which dries, if that liquid was a revius originally, it'll be a kazayis now. And therefore, Reb Nosson says, as far as if the shir haitzah is revius, and it dried, so you'll need a kazayis now in order to have the revius. And Reb Nosson, Reb Yisrael Reb Yehuda, he's actually talking about something which really the shir is a kazayis. And he's saying the shear of a kizayis, which is given to the solid form of something, in the liquid form, that will be a revius. And that's why, according to Beis Hillel, there's a tumah on dam nevelim, which its shear is kizayis. When this dam is in the liquid form, you'll need a revius. Now, the Gemara by us over here equates the two things and leaves it at that. If you want to see the Gemara in Shabbos over here, if you look on the Gemara Daf Ayin Zayin over Aleph, the Gemara actually brings the sugya that we have over here. The Gemara brings a little more bariches, a little clearer. Right? A little easier for us that we're used to the style of the Bavli. The Gemara says as follows. Tana Yovesh Bekezayis Divri Reb Nosson, as our Gemara starts. Omar Ab Yosef, Reb Nosson, Reb Yosef, Reb Yehuda, Omar Dovar Echad. This is the Mephoshma saying that our Gemara is really referring to this sugya over here. Rav Nosson Hadamor. Rav Nosson is what we just mentioned before, the shear of Yayin, which is Yovish, is Bekizayis. That's how you have the revius. Rav Yisrael Yehuda is the Sanya. Rav Yisrael Yehuda, Imesh Yishudvorim, Mikula Beisham, Mechon Beisilu, like we said, Dam Nevel, Beisham, Metan, Beisil, Metamin. Omra b'Yisab Yehuda, af kishen timu, Beis Hillel holds that it's tamei. True that it's tamei, lo timu ela b'dam sheish b'revias. That's only if the dam has a sheir revias. Hoyo v'yochol likroish v'lamed al kezayis. So the Gemara starts off the same thing as us, that these two are the same, omru davar echad. They're both saying the same thing. Omra b'ayin, but the Gemara in the Bavli over here, Abaye says that he questions whether they really are the same thing. Omar Abaye, dil molohi, maybe it's not really the same, they're not saying the same thing. Ad kan loy ka omar rab nosen hocha de boy revis, el obiayin de kolish. This that rab nosen by us over here is saying that a revis with a kezayis. Kezayis is a revis. That's he's talking about yayin, the kolish, that it's a thinner liquid. Avodam de somich, however dam, blood, which is thicker, kezayis leiboy revis. That kezayis wouldn't need a revis. As he's being mechalik between the two things, maybe the liquid shear and the solid shear is dependent on the texture or the thickness and the thinness of the liquid. Inam yad kan lekom Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda hosam the kizayis sagi lebirvis, or we could say the other way also to be mechalik that Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda he's talking about dam. So he's saying that there's a connection between the kezayis and the revias. He's telling us that if we need to have the shear of a kezayis, that's the shear of nevela. And he's saying that if you have a revias, you have your kezayis. Well, maybe that's only you're talking about something which is thicker. So a revias, you'll have your kezayis. El b'dam de somich, av yayin de kolish, av yayin which is thinner. Kezayis have a yosim revias. That in order to have your kezayis, you'll need more than a revias. So the Gemara over here, Masechet Shabbos, has a sof to the Gemara, and the Gemara over here is mechal between the types of liquids. There's a discussion lahalocha that even seems to be lahalocha that we talk to go like the Gemara originally goes that there is a connection between the two, not like Abaye's dichoy, and the Gemara is comparing yayin and dam, but does that mean therefore all liquids? Is that not even the Gemara which compares yayin and dam? Is the kavan of the Gemara that all liquids have the same formula, or the Gemara only meant to compare these two? But we understand that other liquids don't necessarily have this connection. There are rishonim that take out of this Gemara something, an interesting halacha, that if this Gemara tells us that there's a connection between the shear of kezayis and revias. So they talk about a case when if you have something which is a solid, let's say an iser, let's say a piece of chaylev, which is macholas asuris, falls into a liquid. And it'll be aser, it'll acid the entire thing, unless you have the shear of bittel, which is the shear of shishim. But what we're dealing with over here is something in the kezayis form. So how do you calculate the shear of shishim if it's in a liquid form? So from this Gemara we seem to be saying that the kezayis is comparable to that of a revias, and therefore we would make a shishim k'neged a revias based on this Gemara over here. This would be this would be assuming, like we was mentioned before, that this is not necessarily limited to the things that the Gemara all by us are talking about, right? The Shlangi to all kinds of Macholim. You see, even another point that Agmar really is talking about things which are liquid, which are a liquid, and wine and dam is our liquid, and you know, when it hardens, it comes into a different form, becomes a salad. So that's where what Agmar is really talking about, the connection when you're drying a salad, and that the original revius is turned into a kazayis. If you have a kazayis, you know that you're dealing with the revius. That case over there, he was told my son, which in the first place is a salad, a piece of chaylin. And these rishonim are comparing it to that also, that even something which starts out being a salad, also that we could look at it in the shear that it has in the liquid form. If we need to look at its liquid form, also we could view it as a shear of yeast, and therefore the shear bittel for that would be the liquid that it's in. We can make the shear of shishim in liquid. It's a machlekes lemaisa whether we could take out of this gemara as far as that's concerned. Different reasons why other rishonim argue. One of the reasons they talk about is that because really the issue over there, those who are familiar with the din of bittul, I mean, really what we're talking about over there really is a question of not that the we're not necessarily talking about where the chayl which fell it diluted became a liquid. It's a din of time when you have something a machlokes falls into something, so it gives time. Into the and you need bittul really on the tam. You calculate the tam according to the size of the piece that fell in. So, but as far as this is concerned, right, that's something that the Rishonim talk about. That when you're dealing with tam, you're not necessarily dealing with the same numbers that we're dealing with over here, and therefore you might not need the full 60 in the revis connected this amount. But it's an interesting thing that you know, in Masechet Shabbos, it's brought in from Yishayim, they take out such halacha from this Gemara. Okay, so that's the first point that we have. Our Gemara over here in the Yishalmi equates, right, and this is really the first Shita that's brought in Masechet Shabbos, Omud Over Echer, Reb Nosson, and Rebbeis Reb Yehuda, Dam, and Yayin. They both have this Omud Over Echer, one thing. They both agree to each other. That's what the Gemara is coming to say, that they both have this fundamental din that a liquid, when it dries, a revis becomes a kezayis, and we could use both of these shiurim, that they're interchangeable, that they're dependent on each other. I think Gemara Masechet Shabbos, who just saw, was malche, that yesh lechalk, depending on the types of liquids that we're talking about. Agamor is not nochens into that. Agamor remains with that, which is the first sheet in the Gemara Masechet Shabbos. Now let's see. Agamor continues like this. Zot the Gemara, and the Gemara now, the main function of the Gemara now is really going to focus on the din of dam nevela. Zot the Gemara. Reb Simon b'shem Yishuv ben Levi Meisel b'preidas Rebbe Shemesel. The Morris test says over Meisel, Simon is saying over the name that he heard from Yishuv ben Levi, a Meisel, a story which happened, a preida which belonged to the base Rebbe, Shemesel, it died, it was in a vela, v'taru es dama mishum nevela. And the poiskim over there, asking that the dam, its dam was tahor mishum nevela, and that's what he said over, right, without any specific details. The Gemara continues. The Shor Reb Lezer asked Reb Simon, so Reb Lezer asked Reb Simon, who was saying this over, Ad Kama. Ad Kama. How much dam was there? In other words, he was questioning that this that they were metarit, was it because they held that dam nevelu is tor, right? And therefore shear is not an issue. Right? There's no tuma here. Or maybe that this really is tuma and it was lacking in the shear. Ad Kama. He didn't pay attention. He didn't want to answer. Reb Simon. So Reb Elazar went to the original Baal Nemra, the one who Reb Simon heard it from, to Reb Shimon Levi. But Amalei, Reb Shimon Levi, he answered him. Amalei ad Revi'is Tahar. Yoisem Revi'is Tomei. He told him that, no, in truth, Dam Nevela really is Tomei. And this that they were retired by that Maisa was because it was less than the shear. Less than the shear. And we'll see, like the Gemara in Masechet Nachas brings this Maisa actually that they were measuring it, right, to see what the shear was, right? Because in truth, that's in its tummy, and this they were metaris because it was Pachas Mikashir. When the Gemara over here says, Adavis Tor, Yosem Avis Tome, right, this, the exactness of this Gemara, the way the Gemara is saying over here, we could question Lachoira, right? Because we learned that Revius is Kazayas, right? So when you have the Revius, you have your Kazayas, right? So really, it should be that Revius is Tomei, Pochs and Revius is Tor, right? The numbers that the Gemara says is Ad Revius Tor, Yoisim Revius Tomei, right? Would sound like that you really need more than Revius, right? Okay. Akoponim, so he answered him that if you have the shear, if you have the revius, it's tome. Because actually the dam nevela is tome. Zotma boash Reb Elazar ad lechaza led Reb Simon shmuasa. And Reb Elazar was upset Reb Simon that he didn't answer him when he asked the question. The marketing is as follows. Reb Bivi have a Yosef masni hadin uvdo. Reb Bivi was saying over the previous Maisam based Rebbe, how the Chacham, how they were metar the dam, Omle Rav Yitzchok Ba'akana in a question, Ad Revi is Tor, Yosef Mikan Tomei, that he said over as we had it before, that they were metar the Preda Shemesa, they were metar the dam. On that he asked that, would it be right for me to say that it was only because there was no shear, but if there was the shear, if there was the revis, it would be Tomei. Who bought Bay? Bought Bay. Right? He made an action showing that he was not interested in answering the Shaila. All my lay, Rav Zreika, begin the Sholach at Bought Bay. What's the reason for that? Omale begin the lahavis daiti bi beitnabe. Said because my das, my mind was not with me, as we'll see in the Gemara, that I didn't have the proper yeshiva das to answer the question. That's why I did that. So Amar Rabchanan says in explaining the klola that we have in the Teichacha, the pasuk talks of v'hoyu t'chayecha t'chun l'cha mineged, that the pasuk talks about how as a punishment that Klal Yisrael will suffer, that their life will be hanging unsure of the future, how long they'll live. V'hoyu t'chayecha t'chun l'cha mineged. And the pasuk has certain expressions, and the Gemara explains what these are referring to. That's someone who buys chitim a year at a time, but after the year he's not sure what's going to be since he doesn't own the karka, which is the source, which is produces, so he's unsure of his future. The pasuk continues, hasidki, smaller amount. pasuk says, "Leisam bechayecho," you won't be able to trust in your life. You won't know if your life is going to continue. Is that refers to the kefim, a palter, someone who on a daily basis is getting his food from others, and he doesn't know whether he'll have for his next meal what to eat. Vanosa mechna palter. And he says that I rely on the palter, I rely on the baker to provide. And that's why I can't answer the shayla. I don't have the proper yishvadas to answer the shayla. Now, the Gemara talks about the response really was a little bit different over here than before. Right? Before, we didn't pay attention to him. Okay, you know, you don't want to answer. But over here, you know, what was the action over the bought bay, right? What was the reason for that? Possibly, maybe we could understand what this was. Like this, I mean, he asked him a question, right? Many times that when someone's asked a question, so the one who's asked, he knows whether he really has a clear answer. He's confident in the answer. Sometimes when someone asks him, he feels a little pressure to answer, so he answers even though he doesn't really have the full clarity because of the pressure that right? Different reasons for pressure. So over here, Pastor, that what he needed to do was he needed to do an action because he was afraid that he might fall in and answer. And as he knew this was a question which needed proper thought, and he didn't have the right yishvadas for it. But you know, he had an idea maybe of what the answer might be, but he didn't feel that it was coming from the proper source. So in order that he shouldn't fall in and answer, right, he made a strong action, right, in order to hold himself back. Right, this is something which comes from a high madrega, right, not from a low madrega. Someone who's a true person doesn't want to answer. Even though he could say something, you know, when people will buy it and shine, you know, it will be fine, right? But for himself, right? You know, if he's not sure himself, he doesn't feel comfortable about something. Halvan, we should all be holding by that madrega, right? But maybe that's what was behind that over here, right? Sometimes we have to do an action, right, in order to prevent us, right, from doing something which is not doesn't fit the level of emes that Tanona and Amaroyim, their standard is. Right, a possible understanding of what that was, right? Otherwise that stands out a little odd to us, right? What was that? Okay. Now the Gemara continues as follows. Umau kedoin. Right, this is the Forshin tells us, like in the Nusach, in the Bavli, Mahavi Halach. What's the Halach? What's the final Halach concerning this? The Gemara produces a new Maramokim, which is actually another Mishnah in Meseches Edis, in Perek Ches. The name that the Gemara by us in the Bavli has, and seen in the Yerushalmi and in the Bavli, Rabbi Shul ben Psaira, right, we'll see that seems to be a little interchange with the name that we're more familiar with, Yehuda ben Beseira, right, in the Mishnah and in the Bavli. The Mishnah says as follows: This is the first Mishnah in Perches and Edyes. Hey, Rabbi Shul ben Beseira, Adam Levelis Shehu Tohor. Right, he was made that it's Torah. So the Gemara is bringing over here, right, to be Kaveh the Halacha, an Edis from Yeshua ben Psoir, the Gemara calls him over here, Adam Nevel Shuhu Tor. Which Kipshutai, Tor, seems to be that Tor, right, it's Tor. Which seemingly, right, we'll see the Bavli actually makes the contradiction, or because we just learned before, we just had before that Rabbi Yehuda said over that Beis Hillel holds that Dam Nevela is tame. It's tame. Right? So this shita of Rabbi Yeshua ben Bezalel, possibly he what he means to be saying is like we've had before, that loy nechluku. Sometimes we have a machlokes, whether there was a machlokes at all. He's saying over that it's tor. Right, we have to assume that he's not going to say Shammai. Now he's saying this to Halacha. So possibly that's how to understand. There's a lo nechlekel. There was no machlekes. Everyone holds that it's Torah. And that's what the Gemara at this point is bringing from Yishum ben Pseira, that Dam Nevel is Torah. And that the Gemara says that no mahu Torah milahachshem, aval letameis mitame. So the Gemara right now is questioning what can we take out of this edus of Yishum ben Pseira. He said that Dam Nevel is Torah. What did he mean Torah? More originally, which is the simple understanding, Torah means that it has no tum, it's not metame anything. That more says no, there's no right to that. When he's saying Torah, what he meant was that it's not machshir. Now we know that as far as the din of Tumas Oichlin, special din of Tumas Oichlin in the Torah, what kind of materials could be mekabel tumah? Right? There are different types of things, kalim, odom. Cheres, right? There's the different parashas in the Torah. There's something called Tumas Oichlin, and it has its own special rules. And as far as the dinim of Tumas Oichlin, Kutumai Malzera, the pasuk tells us, right? We saw in the past that it needs Hechsher. It needs Hechsher. It has to come in contact with one of the Zayin Mashim in order that it should be Hechsher, it should be fit to be Mekabel Tumah. Otherwise, it's not Mekabel Tumah. You know, if I mess, touches an oichel, which wasn't hulchshem, it's not going to become tame. So what the Gemara is saying, that when Rabbi Shuman ben Pseira over here was meyid, that dam nevela is told, what he meant was that it's not machshir. Dam, other, is machshir, but dam nevela is not machshir. And that's what he was saying over here. It's not machshir oichlin that they should be royal to be mekabel tumah. However, that dam nevel itself, it is tomet, right? Of course, we're talking about being machshir an oichel, right? So the fact that it's tomet is not going to make the oichel tomet, right? The oichel needs to be hochshir, right? So we first need to be machshir. You know, if we were machshir, then maybe, you know, it would create the tuma all at once, right? But if it's not machshir, so then the fact that it itself is tomet obviously is not going to affect it. Now the next step in the Gemara is going to question whether we could accept such an explanation of Rabbi Yeshua ben Bezalel, because what we're saying now is that Dam Nevela has the following set of halachas, that it's such a thing that is metame but can't be machshen. Right, that's its din. And that the Gemara is going to tell us that we can't accept that that's what he's saying. Because there's a Mishnah in Meseches Machshirin which says as follows: Taman Taninon Dam Asheretz Kibsoroi Metame Ve'ene Machshir. The Mishnah says over there that the blood of a sheretz. Now we're talking about a sheretz. Tonight we're talking about dam of an avela. The dam of a sheretz, one of the Shmoni Shrotzim, which has tuma in its halachas of its tuma. So the dam of a sheretz Kibsoroi. Metame ve'ene machshir. It's metame. The dam is metame. The dam carries tumah. Ve'ene machshir. And it's not machshir oichlin. Ve'ene lono kayetziboy. And we don't have anything else which has this set of dinim. Which seemingly that Mishnah seems to be saying that this is a chiddush. Right? This that you have something which is metame, not machshir. This is an exception. You don't find such a thing. This is something that's only found by Dam Sheretz. Now, if that's what the Mishnah is saying, so we can't possibly say that Rabbi Shum was saying that in itself by Nevela, right? The way we were teaching Nevela was that it's not Machshir, but it's Mitame. This Mishnah says they only find such a thing by Sheretz. Therefore, we're forced to say, like we originally started, that when he said Torah, it means it's Torah, it's totally Torah. And therefore, we will have a riot or a shayla. So now the Gemara continues, and we'll go again with the Girsa of the Vilna Goin, the Talmidei, the Takin Chadzin. You see, let's say, an Ois Hay over there. The last one in the Goin, Dilma Lishir Tomasai, Shedomai Metame Kibsarai Bechadosha. That's how they go. That what the Gemara is saying over there is that this that the Mishnah is saying, that there's something special about Tumas, about the din of Dam Sheretz. The specialty is that the Dam and the Balsa have the same shear, which is a shear of Adosha, the size of a lentil, which that shear happens to be a shear that you find, I think, only by Tumas Sheretz at all. And the dam has the same shear. That's what we mean to say. So when the Gemara wants to bring back the way we're explained, Lailam that Rishul ben Pseira, we can't take out of him that the dam and the veil is Torah, because what he meant to say is not machshir, even though it's metame. I want to come back to that. The Mishnah by Sheretz says that combination you only find by Sheretz. And that Gemara says, no, that the Gemara didn't mean that. The Chiddush that you have by Sheretz is not referring to this. It's referring to a different point. It's referring to the fact that the Dam and the Bosom have the same shear of Adosho. Whereas, by Nevela, it's not like that. It's not the same shear. Now, this needs a little bit of explanation. Because didn't we just say before that the shear of dam is the same shear as the balsa? It's the kizayis. It also has the same shear. But the answer to that is as follows, like the thing the Forshim explained, that what we mean over here, that the dam of a sheretz has the same din as the balsa, what that means is like this. That the dam in its proper form is a liquid, and basar is a solid. So when we discussed before the din of dam nevela, that the shear of the revis and kezayis that we discussed before, the pshat is that the shear was said on a salad, the shear of basar. The din of dam nevela is that dam nevela is kibasar, and it has the same shear, but it's a solid shear. It's given solid. The shear was given on the salad. Now, if you want to get that shear of kezayis, so in dam you'll need a revis. But the shear was a shear on basar. By Tumas Sheretz, what we're saying over here is that the shear of Hadosha was said to the dam itself, in the liquid form. That means that the shear of the liquid and the salad both have the same shear. By Nzela, it's really one din. It was said on the salad, and since the dam has the din of Basar, so it'll have that shear. But it's a solid shear, and being that it's a solid shear, so when you're transferring a solid into a liquid, it becomes revis. Right, that's the pshat over there. Mashenkin by sheretz over there, the shear revis was said to the basar and was said specifically to the dam of the sheretz itself. So the shear of adosha was said to the liquid. So therefore, even in the liquid form, adosha is enough. So I think what that means is that if you have something, a cup the size of an adosh, and you put it in a liquid form, that will be sufficient. In other words, you don't need the amount of dam that when it dries, it'll be an adosh. Right? Even in the liquid form, it'll be adosh. Even if it dries, it'll be less. Because that's what we mean over here when we say that there's something special that you have by sheretz, which you don't have by other places. True that dam nevela is tomei, and dam nevela has the same shear as the basar, But on the contrary, but it's not its own shear. It's the shear of the basar. There's one shear that's set over there. It's a liquid shear. It's a solid shear. If it's a solid shear, so that's why over there there's a din revis. Now, shenkin over here, the shear of the liquid itself, there was a shear that was set directly to the liquid as a liquid. And that's why the halacha over there is that just like the basar is adosha, so too the dam of a sheretz is b'chadosha. So that's what I mean. That's the chiddush that you have over there that you don't find any place else. That the dam, that the liquid shear was given same as the solid shear. That's what we mean over here. So that's where the Gemara at this point, the Gemara is therefore still holding by being madche the simple mashmois of a Rishua ben Psarah, that the Oilam, he really agrees that it's Tomei, Dam Nevela, and this is saying it's Tor, is Tor Melahachshir. And we took care of that Mishnah by Sheretz, right? The Mishnah by Sheretz was saying that there's a special Chiddush, is not talking about us, right? So there could be, they could share this halacha, this phenomenon that you have, that Mitzad Echad is Tomei, but it's not Machshir, that could be a shir halacha, that's not the Chiddush that the Mishnah says over there. That's how the Gemara over here leaves at this point. The Gemara continues as follows. Om Rab Yosi Pligibot Chein Amiroin. Concerning the din of Dam Neveilo, it's Machlekes Amiroin. Chad Omer Tomei, Chad Omer Tohor. Machlekes whether it's Tomei or Tohor. Man do Omer Tomei Krab Yehuda. The one who says it's Tomei is Krab Yehuda. We're referring to the Rebbe Yehuda, which we brought in the beginning of the sugya. This Rebbe Yehuda is the one who said over the Eidus that this machlokes is based on Shammai, in what halacha of dam nevela is that based is metame. Man the Omer Torah Rebbe Shum ben Psayra, and the one who's being metar, this Amir who's metar, is like Rebbe Shum ben Psayra, and he understood Rebbe Shum ben Psayra like the Gemara originally went. The simple mashmois that Shuman ben Psayra meant to say that dam nevela is tor. So the Gemara Omar le Rav Avduma demin chuso v'yos. He said v'yos, it's proper. What's proper? Zok the Taklin Chartin ma da Omar tomei Krab Yehuda. This that it's Tomei is proper. This that we related that to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Merana the Benisiyah Hava, because Rabbi Yehuda was the Poisik in the base Rabbi. And that din on the Maisa of the Preda was passing by Rabbi Yehuda. Which this Gemara seems to understand that's a source. Rabbi Yehuda is the one, he holds that it's Takatome. Or just a lack of shear, right? But it's Tome. Now, the way we have the Gemara over here, the way the Gemara brings the story that he was Metaret. So you don't really see over here that he holds that it's actually Tome if you had the shear. Right? That was the whole question in the Gemara over here. But you know, in the Maisa itself, we don't have that. So that's why this Gemara over here, the way the Yushami brings it, needs a little bit of explanation. That why is the Gemara saying that this that you said, that the Mandim et Hameh is according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's richtig because Rabbi Yehuda is the Paisik in that Maisa in Beis Rebbe. I mean, in that Maisa over there, he was Metaret, right? He wasn't Metameh. So where would you see that he holds that it's Tomeh? We'll see in a minute, like we mentioned before, that the way the Bavli brings the Gemara, that they were measuring to see if it had the shear, didn't have the shear, so that taka would be a source to see that he held that and was talking, and that's why it was an issue to measure it. But the etzem psak that he was mitarit, that's not showing what we want to see. Let's see the Gemara in the in the Bavli over here. If you have the Gemara Menachos, what happened to those Gemaras? The Gemara Menachos over here. Were there a few Gemara Menachos over here? You have one?
We have one.
It's in the Shabbos?
No, not in here. What's this?
The Shabbos.
Here, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. Here, the Gemara over here, the Kuf Gimel Amud Beis starts. It's around two lines up, before the wide lines over there. The Gemara says as follows. Amar of Biva Mashu Ben Levi, Maxi Bepeda Acha Shal Beis Rebbe Shemeson, Yeshiru Chachomim Ez Domo Berevis. And the Chachomim, they were calculating to see that if had the Revis or not, whether it will be Tommy or not. Right? We see from that the Maisa, the way it's brought by us over there, that they were actually Mitar because it didn't have the Revis. But the way the Gemara brings it over here is that they were measuring whether it would have the Revis to be Mitamer. The Gemara says, Moser of Yitzchak Bar Bisna, the way the Gemara in the Bavli brings it, that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna asks a question, Hey Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua Ben Beseira, Al dam nevel shehu tor. It's tor. For Rabbi Shua ben Beseira, Maisa, and the Gemara over here actually adds another story, which would show that avad the kavana is that it's tor, totally tor. For Rabbi Shua ben Maisa, v'hoyu neichim ordeis larais basrach shal melech. The lions of the king, they needed to give them meat to eat, and they were killing aroids, these animals, right? Apparently there were a lot of them, therefore there was a lot of blood. The early regolim were up to their knees in dam. The regolim had to be torn. And lo yomhem dover. So he brought this as a raya that you see that dam nevelis is torn. Ishtik. Omale Reb Zeka, by time they call Mahadamar, why didn't you answer him? Omale Heche Hagel Edmar brings in this form, right, this piece of Gemara. I didn't have the Yishuv Adas to answer the question. Gemara brings the Memra, right? Like on top, I gavra al part of Somach. Fine. My Havi Allah, what's the Allah? Om Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Merayne de Benesia Havi, V'oil Lekish Maitei. Right? Actually, the Gemara over here is explaining that how does the Maisa stim? So the Gemara says that this real Rabbi Huda, he was the Paisik in Beis Rebbe, and he is the one who holds that Beis Hill was Mitame. And the Gemara brings that Mishnah, this man, Rabbi Huda Omer, Shishadvorim, Mikula Beis Shammai, from Beis Hillel, Dam Nevelis, is the machlekes, which Beis Shammai is mitar l'kula, or Beis Hillel is mitame. And that Gemara brings, like our Gemara, the Gemara in Shabbos, Om Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda af kishit timo Beis Hillel timo el b'revi is hov yochel likreish v'lamed al kazayis. Like this, that Beis Hillel was mitame, the shir, like we saw in the first piece of Gemara. Alright, so this Gemara over here is bringing that this that Rabbi Yehuda in the mice in the base Rebbe, this that he was measuring is l'shitase. And see that makes the question over here in this Gemara also know what the Gemara is doing. When the Gemara is saying that man dimitame is Rabbi Yehuda, the Maramokim really should have been Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, right? because that's because the psak that he's passing is really based on Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah in Maseches Edges. Akoponus, that's how the Gemara over here comes out. And the Gemara by us tells us that it's Machlekes Amiroim. Kinire looks like that it's based on Machlekes Tanoim. Pashas Rabbi Yeshua held that there was no Machlekes, even basically hold that it's Tor. And that was a Yeshua Shita, and Yehuda held as a Machlekes. That's how the Gemara comes out over here, the negate to the din of Dam Nevelim. I just wanted to finish off over here, take a couple of minutes. Here, if I could. On Omid Beis, we have a Braisa, Pinchas Ben Yoim. A Bakanta Braisa, just want to relate it to what and how we're familiar with it. Right. The very famous Sefer Mesillas Yesharim tells us that he bases his Sefer on this Braisa, And if you look over here, I think most of us have the same edition over here, on page Vov, towards the bottom of the page, he starts, and he's really coming to tell us that his Sefer is coming to explain Klolim, which are mentioned in a Pasuk. Famous pasuk, "Va'ati Yisro Mo Hashem Kech Hashem Mi'imoch." Pasuk says, "You see what this is over here." Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisro Mo Hashem Kech Hashem Mi'imoch. What does the Rosh Hashem want from you? And there's a list of things: Kim LeYiras Hashem LeKecho, Yiras Hashem, Oleches Bechol Drachov. Number two, La'Avo Yisoy, Avas Hashem, V'Labris Hashem LeKecho Bechol Vovachol Nafshecho, Avoido Bechol Leiv Bechol Nefesh. Lishma is Mitzvah Hashem v'eschukov. Mitzvah Hashem says, "Can kol al kol chelkei shleimus ha'avoid hanitzis lishma yisborach." In this pasuk is included all the parts to have a perfect service of Hashem, which is accepted. V'hein ha'yira halicha b'drachov ava shleimus ha'leiv shmiras ha'mitzvus. And he goes to explain over here, in short, what these are. Now, if we jump ahead, he says as follows: "V'inei kol eila klolim tzuchim perish godol." Right, all of these klolim need a great explanation. "Umatzasi lechachamein azav shekolu hachalokam eila b'seila v'chilak achay yisip prati." He says that I found interesting. Right, you know, with the view that the Mesillas Yesharim had in a Chazal, he saw something we probably wouldn't have related the two things together. But he says that I see what I'm looking for over here. I see really this is what's in the upcoming Chazal, just set in a different order, a way to get there. But all the things that we just discussed, the whole entire group with a plan how to get there, is included in the Divrei Chazal. V'hu mashama b'braisa, who k'am yishen m'shas, echa mehem digmor navoy dezoro, zeh l'shoyne. And he brings our braisa. Mikano v'pinches min yor, ter mevil de zihirus, u zihirus mevil de zrizus, etc. That's the braisa that we have over here. And he says that that he decided to write the Sefer based on this Braisa, the way Rav Pinchas Ben Yoyah sets it up. And this is how a person will be able to grow, going according to the different steps. Yeah, v'nei al-pi ha-Braisa hazos, iskamti l'cha b'chibur izeh, Based on this braisa, I decided to write my sefer, l'lamed la'atzmi, u'lahak la'achem, to teach myself, to remind others, to know ha'avodah ha'shleimo, l'madrei k'seim, according to their steps. And as we see in the sefer, that goes through the different halakim, and he explains what each of these things are. Now that we learned over here, and we've seen the Mefarshim, that the Mefarshim on the daf over here don't necessarily have the same explanation that he has, but what we're used to and what we're brought up with the Mesilas Yesharim over here is based on this braisa. And this braisa, as Mesilas Yesharim tells us, is the steps, how to come to all the milas that pasuk talks about. Ata, Moashim, Lachshayim, Moach, Kim, Liyiro, all these things, and the way to get. And probably what he means over there is that different levels in each of these milas. Right, we'll start with Zahiris and Zrizus, right? Rather than working on the entire thing itself, but we'll take all these things in different levels. Start the level of Zahiris, Zrizus, etc. That's what Mesilas Yesharim Sefer is based on. So again, like I mentioned, like when we come across in our learning at the mention of the Brayse of Kun from Yor, it comes to mind a chizik for us, what we're familiar with, the Sefer Mesilas Yesharim, that how this Brayse really is a fundamental stepping stone which sets up for us the steps and the building blocks of Shleimus HaAvodah, which is, as he talks in the first perek, that's that's the purpose of a person here in this world.